くらあるんだ。
Well, they have a saying that laws are for being broken.
Mm-hmm.
Laws are for being broken.
That is intelligence. If you can break laws, that is intelligence. So many dogs. So, which way we shall go?
We can go this way straight. Goes around the park. Around the lake. Mother and the father, or at least the mother, they stay pretty close by.
It's double zero?
It's a Z missing. It's actually Zoo Lake, this is called.
There are many Jews. They do not check their population. How many? About a dozen? No.
10, yes. 11.
Brahmachari used to collect all these things for Guru's cooking. Krishna went to collect with Sudama with Param. And all of a sudden there was cloud and rain, and there was too much water, and they lived upon a tree for the whole night. Then Chandipani Muni, the other students, came and rescued.
Now we have to collect to pay the electricity bill.
These things are wasted. It can be too late. The children, they'll gladly collect it. It will be like their sports.
Yes.
All the children will come and collect. Just say, their energy utilized. The nature's gift is utilized, and there is no expenditure.
Such Why? A nice arrangement.
Yeah. Why they should charge for education? They will not cut the tree. The dry branches or dead tree. They will take the wood or it will.
Walk down this way, should we go? Kids who would give up their children to Gurukul, they would never see them for about 10 years?
May not see. 10 years, 25. They may go and see, give some gifts to the Guru.
In the Western countries, they criticize our Gurukul, that this is inhuman, people sending their children away at such an early age, not seeing them.
And to kill? That is very human. Rascal, kick them on their face. Rascal, you are talking of morality.
Yes.
Rascal, you go to hell. Your place is hell. Devil's hiding scripture. You are not so shameless that you do not we are ashamed to speak like that. We are so shameless. Your civilization is so shameless. You are killing child in the womb and you are talking inhumanity. Let's see. We have to deal with such fools and rascals.
But they say the child in the womb is not living.
Hmm?
They say it's not life yet.
That only is said by you.
Birth.
You, the 10th class rascal, you say like that. No sane man says like that. Because you are a 10th class rascal, you have no knowledge, you say like that. These are the so-called scientists, the 10th class rascals.
Until the child is moving, there's no life.
Moving? It's not moving?
No, it doesn't move until after 7 months.
Then why? The dead child cannot move.
Yes.
Rascal?
It's developing. It's growing. That's moving also.
Hmm? No, no. If moving is not there, then the dead child is also not moving. Why he is not moving? Again?
I don't understand.
A dead child comes. It is not moving. Does it come to movement again?
No.
Then?
Oh.
He is another rascal. He takes so much time to
understand. This idea of the devil citing scripture, Prabhupada, is very common.
Devils are devils.
They wanted to write an article about this for BTG. And everybody was sitting around giving these examples.
Yes, think over and write an article. If there are no life, to use at a certain stage in the womb, where from the movement comes? If there was no life?
Well, they say it develops to the point.
But why it does not develop in a dead child? Rascal? The same child, if it comes out dead, why the movement does not develop?
Well, that one already developed properly and then died.
Huh?
And that child already developed properly.
No, the process is the same. It was not moving. At a certain stage, it is moving. Similarly, if it is not moving, then wet for a certain stage, it will move. Why it is decomposed?
But that dead child was moving and then died.
How it became dead? Nonsense. The condition is the same. No movement. How do you say dead? Why do you say dead? The distinction is, it was not moving, and it is now not moving. Why do you call dead? Such a foolish society, how quickly can we help it?
Well, it's the mother's choice to kill the child in that. If the child isn't born yet, it hasn't come to life in the world, so the mother has the responsibility. She can kill it or not, because it's her thing, her child, her production, so she can kill it or not.
So I can kill you. I am a guru.
Yes.
Who can say? I can kill you. Why police is there? I can say, he is my disciple, he has fully surrendered. I can kill him. Will that argument save me from police action?
No. So the child is so dependent on the mother. If the mother mistreats the opportunity, she also is punished. But if the child would cause the mother so much anxiety...
Don't talk like this. Don't talk of that. This is a waste of time. If it is the property of the mother, mother can kill at any time. Why, at a certain point, if the mother kills child, she is hanged. If the mother has got the liberty to kill the child, she can kill at any time.
Well, it's just a tumor. It's like a tumor.
Then why you say that it is mother's right to kill? And tumor, well, can you bring life in tumor? Kick simply on their face, on their nose. That is the only thing. To treat with a mukkasa lactosa. Such fools in the society, they should be hanged. Misleading the whole population.
Even the big, big philosophers simply say that life doesn't start until it comes out of the womb. They're just convinced of it. They're just convinced of it. No matter what argument you give, they're just simply convinced.
How they're convinced?
Prabhupada's argument is that if life is not there in the womb, then how it develops?
Yes, that is the point. Just like the eggs. If there is no life, how the chicken comes? Why don't you manufacture an egg and bring life from it? That was the other day I was talking. So that is you, because you are 10th class rascal, you cannot understand how the life is there. A seed, it takes a seed. Unless there is life, how a big tree comes out of it? You manufacture something like that, imitating. And bring life. Life is there. Because you are 10th class rascal, you do not know.
They also bring up the insane argument that life...
Insane argument. We have no time to hear such insane argument.
But these demons, Prabhupada, they pose themselves as being very religious. They pose themselves as being very religious.
How are they religious?
They cite scripture.
The scripture is also devilish. Marks.
They grow the grass around the outside, and when the green inside has some hole in it, like there, they plug it up with that.
Scientists cannot immediately accept authority of the Bhagavatam, that it will take hundreds of years.
Less intelligence. No intelligence. Therefore, I was quoting that. Sabir varav stakkari samsutta purusha posha. this class of scientists and so they are eulogized by small rascals. They are rascals. Is actually happening, just like your president Nixon. How he has been given reception, crowd, hundreds and thousands of people used to come, and then again, get him down, making him humiliated as far as possible. So this is a rascal Nixon, and the person who elected him. Therefore, the Bhagavad says. Here is one big animal and a small animal voting. That's all. This is the society. Animal society. The small animals praising the big animals. All of them are animals.
The big animals also prey on the small animals.
Huh? Yes, mutual praising society. That's all. I pray you and you pray. I say you are very big, you say I am very big. And compromise. I don't criticize you, you don't criticize me. That's all. In the womb, the child got life, and sometimes some child comes stunned by process, again he cries. So why the dead child is not brought into life by that? What you call dead?
Stillborn.
Huh?
Still.
Uh-huh.
When it's born dead.
Hmm. So, no. How the life came, how it became dead?
It has smell.
Smell. Take some branches.
No need. There is no life, and the life is coming by what is called? Fermentation, no?
Fertilization.
Fertilization, or no, giving the heat?
Incubation.
So, why don't you make such an egg and put it in the incubation?
We challenge them.
Hmm?
We challenge them like that.
Yeah? Then why you're talking nonsense that there is no life? Why you are depending on other life for giving you the egg. So this theory that life comes from chemical, so well it is true, life is coming from the alive.
That's the fact.
Huh?
That's fact.
That's fact.
But they say that life is simply a combination of chemicals.
Do it, no? It is not difficult. You can see the egg's chemical and just combine a little chemical and put it in the incubator, let life come. What is your answer?
Yes, we're working on it.
working on it. What is the answer? How long he'll work? Is there any time limit? What is that work? What is the answer? How long he'll work?
I don't think anybody's trying to make an egg. I don't think anybody's trying to make an egg.
Why they're not making time?
No, they can't. No, they can't.
No, there are certain scientists. There are certain scientists that are trying to create life, but they've been unsuccessful.
Why do they talk nonsense? Because they're unsuccessful. This is a very good suggestion that egg is chemical composition. That make a chemical composition like that. That yellow, what is called?
Yolk.
Yolk. You color it. Some chemical and color it. But it's difficult. Sometimes they say a man is dead because the color of the blood has changed. From red to it has become white. So, but is it difficult to make it red again? Change the color again? Make it red? And if you say, no, that natural redness is required. Because there are so many flowers, natural red, why there is no life? If redness, natural redness is the cause of life, there are so many flowers, red flowers, why they do not work? If you say that the, besides that, the life substance is missing, that is not also not correct. Life substance is there in the dead body, otherwise how worms are coming out? Life is coming out, not one, but hundreds are coming out. How you can say the life substance is missing? The worms are coming automatically, but you take a portion of the dead body and produce one, that you cannot do. So, which way you are going to take credit as scientist? Arguments are not sufficient to defeat the atheist.
People in general might accept it, but the scientists could always come up with...
No, why the scientists will not accept?
Well, they don't want to accept.
But that is another thing, obstinacy.
Just like they, in Australia, they created those enzymes which were moving in were the basic components of life. So then they say, well, we've gone so far and created these first enzymes, the initial component of life, so we'll put them together in the future. And people, you know, that may be an argument that's not a very good one, but they will accept, all the scientists will accept that, that they've gone so far and done that.
No, who is the scientist who is producing so many lives? We have not met him. But actually we see what you are trying to become successful in future. It is already there. Now who is that big scientist? Where did you find him? Huh? Why don't you call him and give him Nobel Prize? Why you are taking, you are asking? What is their answer? Already things are coming. There are so many lives. So that you are killing lives, being afraid of overpopulation. So he is creating so many lives that you think of it as overpopulation, overproduction. So what is your credit if you suppose in future you create one life? What credit you are going to give him?
Experimentation, Srila Prabhupada. Science is based on experimentation. They will argue, so how can we experiment with the theories that you're putting forward?
Our theory or your theory?
Your theory.
What is
our
that?
Theory.
Huh?
Our theory.
What is that, our theory?
That the soul is the life force.
Yeah.
So how can we prove that? How can we make the spirit soul appear?
How can you bring life force? Have you brought? Then why, how you can question? If you have brought life otherwise, then you can question. As you cannot bring life otherwise, you have to accept this. This is the proof. Not only that, because the soul is there, therefore I'm talking with you and replying your inquiries. And when the soul is not there, even the tongue is there, even the ear is there, I cannot hear you, I cannot reply. The instrument is there. By which I talk. Why can I talk?
The spirit soul is not present.
Yes.
It seems that you've made it so easy to defeat the scientist.
Hmm?
You've made it so easy to defeat the scientist.
Yeah.
Yet all the universities, schools throughout the world, they're simply following this experimental knowledge of the scientists.
Recording, but as soon as electricity starts, the machine is there, it will not record. You cannot say the machine is ultimate. Machine is there, it will not record as soon as the electricity is missing. sure that electricity, either you say soul or something else, you replace it. Just like electricity is meaning, the battery you charge, it will work. Again, look up. Similarly, if you say that is not soul, something missing, so you can replace it. What is the something? That something also you do not know. Then how can you refute my argument? So, you do not know anything. I at least know something on the basis of Shastra. But you have neither Shastra, nor experiment, nothing else. So who is strong? I am strong or you are strong?
Our position is very weak against these arguments.
Huh?
Our position is very weak against these arguments.
Yeah. I have got some evidences. Krishna speaking, Vedic Shastra, what you have got? Simply you are speaking. What you are? Nonsense. Your speaking shall be accepted. And Krishna speaking will be rejected. I have got some support. But what support you have got except your statement? And everyone can give a statement and he becomes an authority.
But there are so many millions and millions of people who hold the opposite view. They feel that their position is very safe because it's the general consensus opinion that life comes from matter.
General consensus of opinion, let them say that there will be no more death. And how it will act? General consensus of opinion, let them vote. We do not want death anymore. Will it be accepted?
No.
What is the value of your vote? A madman. That's like Gandhi met civil disobedience here. And the government did not accept. What could he do? Says, no, it is true. Is it truth?
No.
Then untruth is untruth.